This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Dynasty Portfolio Weekly, hosted by Scott Connor.
Welcome back onto the trading floor for another episode of Dynasty Portfolio Weekly. And this week, we are going to talk about 3 moves that I am trying to make prior to the NFL draft based on my draft pick portfolio specifically. I've shared this a little bit previously on other episodes, but also covered this on this week's Destination Dynasty. Check out the Destination Devi podcast radio feed, where all podcast platforms can be downloaded. And you can check out that episode of Destination Dynasty, where I talk about the war value of draft picks. And I went through, gathered this data, did a little bit of an analysis on the show. And I want to kind of hit on some of that stuff in this episode because it had me thinking. I'm always doing research. I'm always consuming content, trying to figure out what moves I can make based on the time of the dynasty year. And that is this show in a nutshell. We have a month until the NFL draft. So I'm looking through my draft pick portfolio right now and looking at where I have the most exposure to certain picks. So we'll talk about 3 trades that I'm trying to make prior to the NFL draft. Before we do that, if you haven't signed up for Underdog, we have our Destination Devi draft stream coming up here in a month. We will be going all 3 days of the NFL draft. We have dozens and dozens of prizes, autographs, jerseys, roster reviews, Discord Heisman memberships, memberships to the website where you get access to the Trinity tool, the War tool, etc. A ton of great prizes, but you have to use promo code DDD, Destination Devi Draft DDD. When you sign up for Underdog, do a deposit. You will also be entered into the sweepstakes to win the prizes during the draft stream. So if you haven't signed up for Underdog, your parents, your siblings, your children, significant others, spouses, friends, coworkers, get them into Underdog, get them access to the promo code DDD, and they can get access to Underdog to play, but also win the merch that will be given away on the draft stream. So let's get into it. 3 moves that I'm trying to make before the NFL draft. And we start by looking at draft picks. I've mentioned it before that I track my draft picks. So I'm looking right now. Let's assume that there's a tier break at the 108 in Superflex drafts. We'll just use 12 teams, Superflex, start 11, just like the roster construction series that I always talk about. There's a tier break at the 108. Then we look at those picks from the 109 all the way to, let's call it the 208. And I think there's a lot that's going to happen in this range. It's about a 12-pick span, depending on where the cutoffs are. For some people, it might be the 110. For some people, it might be the 206. You can determine. But the general idea is this is a very highly valued range in this year's class. So I look at my exposure in that range. I have 3 picks at the 109, 6 at the 110, 6 at the 111, 5 at the 112. So right there, back end first, between the 9 through 12, I'm sitting on 21st this year. That's a lot. It's a lot relative to the fact that I'm only counting 43 leagues here. So 20 picks in that range. I know I don't want to take 5 shots on every player I could possibly take there because there's going to be some leakage. There's going to be players that I'm overexposed at that should be going at the 109, 110, 111, but I don't want to continually take them. I don't want to end up getting one at 109 and then another one slips to me at 111 and then I have to pick them there because by ADP, it's the best pick. So right there, I have 20 picks from 109 through 112. Then you expand that even further, 113 or 201, I have 4. 202, I have 4. 203, I have 5. 204, 2. 205, 4, 206, 2, 207, 3, and then 208, 6 shares. So if you add those up, 9, 11, 15, 17, 22, 26, 30 more picks from 201 to 208. So from 109 to 208, I have 50 picks. That's more than one per league in that range. It's too many, especially when they're valued the way that they are. Now, obviously, the first move I'm trying to make is, can I turn those into future firsts? If you listen to this week's Destination Dynasty, the context to what I'm talking about in this show will make a lot more sense. I talked about the war value of the picks in that range. And I'll just refer back to this. And if you want access to this, join the Discord, patreon.com/allgas or destinationdevy.com. Join the Destination 5 tier or the All Gas Heisman or Trades in 5 tier on the Patreon. All three of those will get access to the premier parts of the Discord where I'm going to share all of this data. But if you just look at the two-year war for each one of the last five classes, which gives you a relative idea of the value of the draft picks. Now, again, this isn't exact, but it tells you basically if you're going to make the pick at the 112 and you're drafting the 12th best player in the class, generally you're going to get this much value out of that player. For the 112, it's about one war over the first 2 years of the life of the draft pick. Then it slowly goes down until you hit to the 205, and then it's negative. Then it just keeps going down from there. But that episode really kind of highlighted that actually it makes some sense from that 109 to 112 range to make the picks that you feel are the strongest bets. So historically, from the 108 to the 110, it's generally the same. And then 111, 112 is kind of in its own tier. But the takeaway for me was, all right, if I'm truly convicted, and I don't have to be convicted on one player, but let's say I assume the top eight are going to be the top eight. Now, of course, things could change. There could be a player or two that slides in, and then one of the players maybe that we think is clearly in the top eight that falls out. And formats differ as well. If you know tight end premium, maybe Brock Bowers falls a slot, etc. But let's just assume for purposes of this exercise that the top eight are ironclad, the same eight players. Whatever order you want to put them in, it's the same eight. But then from 109 to 112, I have those 20 picks, right? Now, this data says what I should be probably doing is picking one or two players, maybe three, that I really want to attack with decently high exposure there. Meaning if it's Brian Thomas Jr., if it's A.D. Mitchell, if it's, I don't know, maybe a player like Blake Corum, Trey Benson, whatever it might be, whoever it could be that goes in that range, and I think it's a very strong bet to be worth that pick, I should probably get to my 10 to 15% exposure, at least 10% exposure, meaning I want to use, you know, probably four or five of those picks to get shares of that player. I've never really been that convicted. I haven't taken that type of stance necessarily on this class yet. So I'm sitting here thinking, man, I kind of want to get out of these picks. But this data says otherwise. This data says the first thing I should be trying to do is cluster as many of those picks into that range as I can. So it might be kind of against the grain right now if you're going through and doing a mock draft, but can I trade the 208 and the 204 for the 110? Can I make a move like that? Just knowing that I'm betting on there being this tier of eight players, and then I'm also betting on I'm going to have some very strong leverage to pick at these spots. And if I want to hit a certain exposure, what I don't want to do is keep all of these picks and then just end up with three or four shares of every player that possibly could go from the 109 to the 208. Because I guarantee you, I've picked probably half busts in that range. Or players where I go, I'm glad I picked them, but I have no real chance of earning any extra value or anything with those picks. Now, some are going to hit, but others are probably not. So I'm just making those picks to make those picks, and they're never going to be more valuable. The 202, once I make a player pick with it, is never going to be more valuable than in theory it is right now, given the fact that people value this class so high. So that's the first thing I'm trying to do is consolidate up. And of course, I'd rather not move the 204 and the 112 for the 110. Like, I want to get a little higher leverage. And if I have to make a move like that, can I get back a future second? Can I exchange the fact that I'm moving up from the 112 to the 110, but I'm also giving you the 204? Can I then get a second back? Benefit being, I still move up into the range I'm really comfortable picking based on this war data, but I'm also getting back a second to guess what I can do, spend it later. And that goes into the second move that I'm trying to make. So the first one is trying to move up. consolidate into that top two or three picks of this tier. So the 109, 110, 111, 112. And I think that's opposite of what a lot of people are saying to do, because they're doing the mocks right now. And they're saying, well, there's going to be a lot of good players in that range and they're all going to be the same. And give me two shots instead of one. Best ball, sure, I can understand that. In a really, really deep league, start 11 or more, sure, I can understand doing that sometimes. But for most of you out there, if you can consolidate and make a strong pick that's at the top of the next tier, I'm trying to do that, especially if it's one where you can get another piece back, even if it's a third. Doesn't even have to be a second. But if I can get that second piece back that helps my roster construction, can I also get Trey Lance thrown in? Is this a deal I can work on getting Justin Fields? I was working one on Justin Fields in a similar manner earlier, but I couldn't do it. Could I get a third and a backup quarterback? Whatever kind of helps your roster construction for lineup leagues, especially, I think this is a great target to try to get that extra little piece back that the other person doesn't value as a second round pick. The next move is obviously trying to trade out of these picks. You know, if you're at the 111, 112, 201 or beyond, the ultimate is to be able to turn it into a future pick. Can I turn that into a future first? Can I move that pick back? And here's where I'm going against the grain of the first move that I was making. Can I move that 111, 112 back and pick up something useful, more useful than just a backup quarterback? Can I pick up a veteran running back and also get one of the picks that's going to be in this higher leverage range? Can I move the 111 and get Alvin Kamara in the 207, something like that? Can I get back a useful piece in the format that I'm in, a startable player, and move back in the tier? And what that's going to allow me to do is if I can kind of take that 20 picks that I have between 109 and 112 and continue to add to those and get picks in that range and make enough picks to where I have enough players there of the top two or three in that next tier, it will allow me some flexibility, especially with those back end ones. Let's say after I make some of these deals, instead of 20 picks, I'm at 26 picks in that top 12. So outside of the top eight, but inside the top 12. So 9 through 12, I'm at 26 picks. And instead of it being, you know, 6 picks at the 111 and 5 picks at the 112, I now have 8 of them in each spot. Maybe those are the ones I was able to acquire. Now, again, I'm acquiring it in a little different way because I'm giving up 2 picks to move up into that range. The example of the 208 and the 204 for the 111, 112, something like that. If I have 2 picks, can I move up and do that? On the other hand, if I'm moving out, once I'm overexposed in that range, can I get a player and another pick? And what that allows me to do is, let's say I can make that deal where I give up the 111, get back Alvin Kamara and the 2-8. And it doesn't have to be Kamara. I just keep using that name as somebody that's on the radar. It could be James Conner. It could be Joe Mixon. It could be Aaron Jones. It could be anybody that fits that mold of their short-term mercenary production. But what it also allows me to do is still have that other pick. If I can't quite get the 207, 208, fine. I'll take 210, 211. Now that gives me more flexibility to go, you know what? I'm just going to kick this pick to the future. I gave up the 111. I got a running back that I probably use. I wouldn't trade for a guy like Joe Mixon or James Conner unless my construction says that I need another one of those types. But now I got the extra piece. So I still got the leverage, but I got it in a different form. You know, I didn't get the leverage that's necessarily the 204 and the 206 for the 112. To me, really, that's not leverage right now. That is just, it gives me another bite at the apple. But it doesn't, if I'm going to make the picks, it doesn't give me the best bet to make the picks, given what's going to happen when we get on the clock. So those are the two moves that I'm trying to make with picks in this range. The last one is picks on the lower end range. So let's get out of the first round here. Let's go outside of, let's say, the 202. Because if you're in certain formats, there's probably going to be another quarterback or two. Ray and I did a mock on Destination Chill last week or 2 weeks ago, and we talked about how, you know, there's going to be a couple more quarterbacks that probably slip into the second round this year that, depending on your league, depending on how quarterbacks are to get, they may jump up just because they're in line to start. Bo Nix, Michael Penix, they go to the Broncos, the Vikings, the Raiders, one of those teams. Like, they're probably in the mix to start. Whether you think they're good long-term or not, they're at least Sam Howell. They're at least in that range where someone goes, well, they could be good and they're going to start. So there's an upward moving market for those guys if they get drafted in that range. So I don't really want to just give up the 201, 202 and move that out. But if I'm at 2 or 3, 203 or beyond, and I can move those picks for 2 seconds, a player that helps me, a low-end QB starter plus a second, like, let me get some leverage on the fact that I'm giving you a high-end second in what is supposed to be a good class, and you're giving me the leverage. And I have a ton of picks, like I mentioned. 203, 205, 207, 208, a ton of picks there. There's going to be some players I want to pick, but there's going to be a lot more that I don't want to make. And talking about the war, once you get to that 204, 205 range, the war is negative. The expected war for that player's first 2 years is negative. So I talked on that episode more about why that doesn't mean it's a bad pick. Depending on the position, negative war isn't always a bad thing, but it means that probably a lot of those picks are better traded for future assets rather than actually made to be picked into players. So with that, those are the three moves I'm trying to make. Let me know if there's any questions, comments, things you're trying to do before the draft. Let me know how you like the draft pick war analysis, and if it's helpful, check out all the war stuff over at destinationdevy.com, the war tracker, where you can go through and look at the war for your league, customize, see what the flex values are, look at optimal roster construction and all of that. destinationdevy.com for all the tools, patreon.com/allgas. And remember, for that draft stream, if you have not signed up for Underdog, your loved ones, your friends, your coworkers, sign them up for Underdog, do a deposit, use code DDD to enter to win all the prizes we're going to give away on the draft stream, which is a month away. I cannot wait. Tune in to Destination Devy on YouTube live for the draft stream. It is going to be the best draft stream in the space, bar none, out there covering the 2024 NFL draft. So with that, I'll sign off. Be chill.